Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop K.B. Ransford.
He went there on the fourth day. Tell somebody he went there. Come on, say he went there. He went there. He went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody he went there on the fourth day. And there's a reason why he went there on the fourth day. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell somebody there was a reason. Come on, there was a reason. There was a reason. There was a reason. There was a mystery behind that reason. Somebody shout hallelujah and clap for the Lamb of God. Now let's go to John 11 on our key scripture.
Verse 12. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better.
Sometimes Jesus speaks in parables. You see, what he was saying was what? Death. But with him, it's sleep. It's not what you see. It's the same thing Jesus sees. You are seeing a problem, but he is seeing a promise. You feel you are dying, but he sees you alive. So he was trying to tell them that it's not what you see, it's what I see. I see what you don't see. Are you getting the revelation? So understand in your life that the way you see things is not the same way God sees it. You can go through that emotion, you can feel afflicted, but God sees healing. Shout
hallelujah. His disciples replied, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better. Verse 13. Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep.
You see, sometimes your relationship with Jesus must be full of revelation. The sayings of Jesus is not carnal. It's a mystery. And that is what the Lord was telling you. They were disciples. They were following him. They want to be like him. But look at the way they talk. Meaning among the discipleship, some lacked revelation. Now you remember Peter now. Shout Jesus. 14.
So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead.
You see, now he was telling them in their own language. For my language, he is asleep. But for your language, he is dead. So let me give your language to you.
He
is dead. Come and say my language. Come and say my language. Go ahead.
So then he told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Verse 15. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.
In a simple understanding, he was teaching them and preparing them for his resurrection. So he wanted to prove to them, when he says, I am the resurrection and the life, it's not just a saying. That was a practical example that he has to show them before he leaves. Go ahead.
And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe.
He said, for your sake, I was glad that I was not there. If I were to be there, you would not understand the resurrection and life. So come on, say it was a practical sin.
practical sin.
For them to understand.
For them to understand.
That when he told them he would die. On the third day. He will rise up again. He has to show it to them. Go ahead quick.
Verse 16. Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him."
Oh, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas. Hey, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
He said, okay, no problem. Let us go. So we went and died with him then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thomas will always be Thomas.
Thomas, you are Thomas.
Don't worry.
Let us go, brethren.
We're all going to die with him
then.
So can you see the type of disciples that were really following Jesus? Go ahead.
Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been buried in the
tomb. On his arrival, he found out that he had already died 4 days ago. Now let me play you back. When the message came to him, and they told him that Lazarus is sick, what did Jesus say? He said, he's sick. But he will not die. So those who are around only heard he will not die. So they will say that Jesus had lied. They will say Jesus had lied. Are you getting the point? No, we were there. We heard him. He said, he's not gonna die, but the man is dead. So those who took that information, who said to their mind, Jesus, he lied. But listen, he told them he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was talking to them about the end. So can you see that you don't know your end? You may think you know the beginning. But he said he was dead 4 days. And I took you to creativity from Genesis. Now you understand what I'm trying to say now. Right? Good. Go ahead.
On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days.
Come on, say 4 days. So at that time, there's going to be a manifestation of divine creativity. This is a natural, it's like you are fighting nature and to bring nature back. Are you getting church? Bringing nature back. 4 days. So in Genesis, it talks about what? Creativity. Creation. So on the fourth day, there should be a creative miracle. Did you follow well? Are you understanding now? Good. Go ahead.
Verse 18. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem.
19.
And when Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in loss of their brother, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
Watch me, there is something I want God to open your eyes. He said, when Martha heard, come on, say, she heard.
She
didn't see. She heard.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him.
She went out to meet.
But Mary stayed at home.
But Mary stayed. Now watch me. That is why during the fast, The Lord was telling you that as much as I am going 4 days with no water, no food, in your own way, you must also do your part. You see, that this level, she went to meet.
Okay.
She went to meet. Was not waiting for him to get there. That was a level of faith, expectation, believing God for a miracle, believing God for a change. I don't want you to come here. I am running to meet him. May you run and meet him. May you run and meet him. May you run and meet him.
Amen.
Are you understanding now? She had to run. You see, in the level of divine creativity, there is a part you have to play. They were saying, we are waiting for you. You are the last hope. You are our faith. They ran to him. So it was not about me. I was not doing it to receive anything. I was doing it to stand with you, that you can get closer to him. To stand with you, that you can receive from him. To stand with you. Hearing me? You see,
matter,
head, the same
matter,
open. The same matter who was at the kitchen, the same matter has left Mary, the same matter is running now. Are you getting the revelation here? So if you want an encounter, there should be an expectation. If you need an encounter, there should be an expectation. As the deer panted for the water, so my heart pant after thee. It is the panting of your heart that will constrain God to give you the water to quench your thirst. Are you hearing me, church? So those are the things you need to understand. God doesn't just do anything. He looks at your heart, your expectation, your trust in him. So she ran. Maybe there was some stiff pap. That was on fire. She even forgot to take it off.
He
said, this time around, if my sister sat under his feet, received the teaching, this time around, I will not stand there. I will run after him. I will run after him. I will not sit there. I will run after him. Are you getting the revelation? So that is where we were meeting God halfway. She ran. Go ahead.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home.
Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him? Watch me. A striker
will
train to shoot how to score
more goals.
And the goalkeeper also train how to catch all the balls. Ministry is about preparation. You prepare to receive. It is your preparation that will determine your encounter. There are certain things in the spirit you cannot sit and take. You have to follow. There are certain dimensions
that
come when you are in your sleep. You have to your spirit for God even to speak to you. Shout Jesus. She went to meet. Go ahead.
Verse 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would have not died."
Listen.
Amen.
He said what? Lord.
Oh, see.
If you have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know what it meant?
Yes,
the trust
Temba.
And the faith
no call.
In Jesus. We know you. We have seen you. That if we are to be here, this thing will not happen. That is a sign for you to know that they love Jesus. They believe what was on him. They can see that he's a hope. But you are a child of God. You see where?
You are born again.
But still, you don't believe that Jesus can change your life. You don't believe that Jesus can give you a divine upper hand. Tap somebody and say, "What a mystery." Tap somebody. Shake somebody. Shake somebody. Shake somebody. Shake somebody. Shake the person. You see, I was taking you through a journey before you see the creative miracle. Otherwise, you won't understand. Are you hearing me? If we are okay, Lazarus, come forth. But when we take you to the process, why God loved them, you need to understand. Nothing just come easy. Shout Jesus. Are you getting the revelation? So I want you to test that spiritual hunger.
Hey, Jesus.
I want you to have that test of that spiritual hunger that you can see Jesus, you can hear him. That makes you to walk like a giant. That makes you to walk with authority. It's because of what you have encountered. Shout Jesus. So you cannot be a Sunday church goer and expect to see more. God must see your heart. You must be thirsty. The way our bishop is praying,
Bishop,
I want the same prayer. No. It has been a lifestyle. Consistency with the spiritual relation. Shout Jesus. Why?
Lord, Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died."
Come on, say they had trust. And they had faith in Christ. Go ahead.
Verse 22. "But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask."
They know that even though he was not here, they know that anything he asked God, God will give it for him. You see, why can't Jesus fall in love with them? If they are falling in love with Christ, you cannot fall in love with something that doesn't even love you. They love everything about him. They love everything. They believe him. They trusted him. And they know that his prayer is always answered. And anything he asks, the Lord will give it for him. They didn't say anything we ask. He said anything he asked. Anything that he asked. In other words, they have experienced his encounter. They have experienced his ministry. They know the God they are talking about. They know the God that they are talking about. They know Jesus. You see, watch me. Get to know Jesus practically. I said, get to know Jesus. Practically. Shout Jesus. Where they can look at you and they think your life is over because of your encounter, you tell them, my Redeemer liveth. My life will change. It will not be like this. The Lord will come for my life.
Amen.
It is your practical experience. Can you see? Preparing to the tomb. Look at the words here. They are words of encouragement. They are words of faith. They are words of encounter.
But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
Come on, say now.
I said to go.
Today. Today.
Now.
Today.
Now.
Whatever we ask, the Lord will give it to you. Whatever we ask for you, the Lord will give it to you. Whatever we ask for you, on your behalf, the Lord will give it to you. Whatever we ask on your behalf, Elohim will give it to you. Elohim will answer your prayer. He will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Can you see the process to the tomb? Can you see the process to the fourth day?
But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
How many people believe that? That is why you are here today. That is why you love the Lord. Because you know what God is doing.
And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
Listen, don't worry. Matter. Your brother will rise up again. I am here to tell you that anything that is dead, it will rise up again. Your career will rise up again. Your destiny will rise up again. Anything dead in your life, it will rise up again. Is that matter? Relax.
Hola.
Your brother wako.
Your brother
will rise up again. You see, the words of matter even encourages Jesus that if you are here, if you were here, and whatever you ask, the Lord will give it to you. That alone is a prayer answer.
Hallelujah.
That alone, it's a prayer answer. When I step to the miracle center grounds, I know the Lord will touch me. When I step on the grounds, I know the Lord will visit me. Shout hallelujah. I see the Lord visiting you in every area of your life. The Lord will visit you in your challenges. The Lord will visit you in your problems. The Lord will visit you.
Amen. Jesus.
Go ahead.
Come again.
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
Amen. Is it that now, when you are understanding the process, you see how easy you can flow to the place of the tomb? Go ahead.
Verse 24.
Tell somebody your brother will live again. Your business will rise again. Your life will rise again. The car you lost, God will give you another car. The house you lost, God will give you another house. The promotion you lost, God will give you another promotion. Anything in your life that is dead, it will rise again.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again.
You see, when you hear the language of Jesus, you respond according to the language. When Jesus said, your brother will rise up again, Martha answered, I know. She never said, are you sure? There was a flow. Come on, say 50-50.
50-50.
There was a flow on the halfway. There was a flow. There was a flow.
Yeah.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
Is it? She believed and she understood the resurrection. And she knew that with the resurrection, it comes on the last day. So understand that Martha had a foresight.
Martha bebona ngaphambili.
Usindisiwe kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu.
Wow, born again too much.
Ufile mathandekayo.
Did you hear, brethren?
For her to talk about the resurrection.
Kovuko. Yo.
My God. Go ahead.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
She knew that the brother died in the Lord. And on the last day, he will resurrect. Are you enjoying the message? You see, we are getting to the what? To the tomb. And it takes agreement. Come on, say 50-50.
50-50.
Go ahead.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
He was confirming that you are talking about the resurrection and the life. I'm the one standing here. Jesus was telling her. So for your brother to rise again, it's a tip of the iceberg. It's a simple thing. Go ahead.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
Now watch me, church. Do you believe in him? 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 Even when you are dead, you will live again. Say, my friend, do you believe in him? Do you believe in him? Do you believe? Do you believe? Not just from your mouth, but from within. Watch me. That interaction that was going on, it was sending a signal to the tomb of
Lazarus.
There was a Bluetooth that was paired what Jesus was saying there with
Martha.
It was getting into the tomb.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 470749. For daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide, Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.